praise God and bless His holy name. You are now tuning in to Minister of God and Christ Jesus Foundation, syndicated radio broadcasting and digital download distribution. Our Federal Communications Commission federal registration number 00140000996. You better ask somebody about the power of God. This is your host, the Ambassador for Christ, Kenneth Jerome Williams, with some special revelations, and now it's time for you to get the breakdown on this lesson. We're going to flow in the Holy Ghost. Oh, come on, somebody. I thought you knew. Now, I want you to think about this word pronounced higher, walking with God. You see, there's a higher calling with a greater purpose. So don't worry about who can't go higher with you. Let me say that real slow. Don't worry about who can't go higher with you. We're talking about going higher, walking with God. There's a higher calling with a greater purpose. I want you to catch that. Get that in the spirit. Now, there's a spirit of cooperation that must take place. A spirit of cooperation. You see, godly women married to their godly men must cooperate with their husband's faith in God. Let me say that real slow. Godly women married to their godly men must cooperate with their husband's faith in God. See, to receive the power from God and to believe in God for the same things to happen in their life as promised by God. Because faith cooperates. The wife must agree to cooperate with her husband. Let me say that real slow. This is the spirit of cooperation. Godly women married to their godly men must cooperate with their husband's faith in God to receive the power from God and believe in God for the same things to happen in their life as promised by God. Because faith cooperates, the wife must agree to cooperate with her husband. Isn't that something? The wife must agree to cooperate with her husband. Let me give you 7 points. The first one is called agreement. The second one is called cooperation. The third one is called obedience. The fourth one is called submission. The fifth one is called trust. The sixth one, loyalty. And number 7, commitment. You see, the Holy Spirit exposes the conniving hearts of men and women in the church professing to know God. But Jesus exposed the demonic spirit in the broad daylight in front of everyone. And the demonic spirits didn't want to be exposed because they even knew it wasn't the time. But Jesus exposed them anyway. He put the light on their darkness. Isn't that something? He put the light on their darkness. Now, everyone will not enter into the kingdom of God. Let me say that real slow. Everyone will not enter into the kingdom of God. And there's 4 points. Number 1 is abominations. Number 2 is corruption. Number 3 is defilement. And number 4 is anything that makes lies. There is a reason why God told His true people, be holy. You see, the holiness of God, the spirit of holiness, protects true believers from abominations, corruption, defilement, and anything that makes a lie. Holiness is a spiritual weapon that prevents wickedness and evilness from attaching itself or clinging to God's true people. Isn't that something? I want you to understand that, because the Lord rebuked all the excuses from the heart and from the spirit of those men and women who make many excuses. And I have been separated from the excuses. You need to say this under the sound of my voice. I have been separated from the excuses and redundant explanations that I would not be permitted to listen or hear them. Every excuse was made cease and dismissed by the Holy Spirit. Isn't that something? Now, the Holy Spirit divinely totally cut off and removed all ungodly opportunities far away from my approach. Let me say that real slow. The Holy Spirit divinely cut off and removed all ungodly opportunities far away from my approach immediately. The Spirit of the Lord rebuked every bad opportunity and not permit me to enter unhealthy opportunities. Isn't that something? I'm not going to get down with the unhealthy opportunity. Now let me say this with you. What if the woman doesn't want to follow you? I want you men of God to think about this, and I want you women of God to glean from this special revelation. What if the woman doesn't want to follow you? Well, God will release you from the obligation. Oh, come on, somebody. And do not return to that place because she is not the wife for you to have. Oh, come on, somebody. What if the wife doesn't want to follow you, man of God? Well, God will release you from the obligation. Because why? Because the woman doesn't want to follow you. So God will release you from the obligation. And I do not want you to return to that place because she is not the wife for you to have. Isn't that something? She's not the woman for you to have. If she's not going to follow you, what are you saying? I'm saying don't waste your time. Now, if you knew my thoughts that I be thinking on my mind, it's more about God than me and not what you assumed about me. Let me say that real slow. If you knew my thoughts that I be thinking on my mind, it's more about God than me and not what you assumed about me. Isn't that something? Because a lot of people make assumptions, and we don't want to get caught up in assuming or making assumptions or presuming anything about the man or about the woman of God who has been chosen by God to be God's chosen vessels of holiness and God's chosen vessels of righteousness. Now, I want to say something to you. I want you to understand this right here. We have to be anointed to hear and anointed to listen by the Holy Spirit and in the power of God. Anointed to hear and anointed to listen by the Holy Spirit and in the power of God. Hearing in the Spirit with common sense and listening to the right information that the Holy Spirit is giving to you, that you have no excuses in understanding what you are hearing. Let the Holy Spirit help you listen through your right ear gate and your left ear gate, that you may hear the Holy Spirit speaking into and through your mid ear and into and through your inner ear, increasing your spiritual hearing from God. The Holy Spirit will cause your enemies to withdraw on purpose, and God will not permit everyone to go with you simply because they have not been approved. Isn't that something? God will not permit everyone to go with you simply because they have not been approved. So whoever attempts to sabotage you will be ambushed by God's army. Let me say that real slow. Whoever attempts to sabotage you will be ambushed by God's army. Confirmation from God comes with the peace of God that brings satisfaction upon our hearts. The man who walks with God. Oh, come on, somebody. When your heart is not satisfied about something that you talk with God about in prayer, you did not receive confirmation and there is no peace in your heart about it. Let me say that real slow. When your heart is not satisfied about something that you talked with God about in your prayer, you did not receive confirmation and there is no peace in your heart about it. Because confirmation from God comes with peace. Oh, come on, somebody. I said the confirmation from God comes with the peace of God that brings satisfaction upon your heart. Now let's talk about the seat of authority. The Holy Spirit was sent by my Father to help me, to comfort me, to deliver me, to redeem me, to give me truth, to teach me, to direct and to guide me, to instruct me, to reveal and to show me, to become my business partner, to become my only true friend, to become my investor, to become my promoter. And the seat of authority, the Holy Spirit was sent by my Father in my life to become my witness. Oh, come on, somebody. The Holy Spirit is the power source to all my resources of power, the provision to all my human needs, and the ability that gives me all of God's divine and human power. Oh, come on, somebody. Do not let your faith stand in the wisdom of men. Do not let your faith stand in the wisdom of a woman, but let your faith stand in the power of God. Put your faith in the power of God. Oh, come on, somebody. You see, the Holy Spirit spoke and asked one question to one husband and his wife. Repeatedly, the husband and his wife answered the Holy Spirit with the same lie. When the Holy Spirit responded to the same lie told by the husband and his wife, immediately the husband and his wife instantly dropped dead where they stood and dragged out being removed from the presence of the Holy Spirit. Isn't that something? They dropped dead where they stood, and they were dragged out, being removed from the presence of the Holy Spirit. What are you saying, man of God? I'm saying, don't ever tell a lie to the Holy Spirit. Don't you ever tell a lie to the Holy Spirit. You see, to be continually filled with the infilling of the Holy Spirit day by day, being full of faith in the practice of God's word, and walking in the fear of the Lord, you see, a select few will remain faithful, and many will fall away. Only the ones chosen by God will continue in obedience. Isn't that something? There's a narrow and a straight path. There is nothing a man can do when God chooses you. Isn't that something? There is nothing a man can do when God chooses you but simply walk with God to learn and to know the ways of God, for you have been chosen to walk with God with a godly purpose. Isn't that something? Now let me share this with you right here. The Spirit of the Lord will rebuke and send a... Oh, come on, somebody. Let me break this thing down for you. I said the Spirit of the Lord. I'm talking about the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord will rebuke and send a strong conviction in the heart of every individual person who does not share God's purpose for your life. Just ask the Holy Spirit to remove the wrong people. Let me say that real slow. Ask the Holy Spirit to remove the wrong people. Let them not approach you and keep them at a distance. Come on, somebody. The Holy Spirit send the right people with the right attitude and right heart before God. I want the Holy Spirit, I don't know about you, but I want the Holy Spirit to send to me the right people with the right attitude and right heart before God. And you too, under the sound of my voice, have the ability and have the power right now to ask the Holy Spirit, under the sound of your own voice, to intervene for you and permanently remove every individual person completely out of your life whom God determines is a hindrance to you. Oh, come on, somebody. Let no one block your path with God. If they are not for you, they must be against you. Shalom.